It's a lot of content in the book of Daniel.
啊，每一组所报告的，有时候在重点上啊，强调的都不太一样，但是我们能够看出啊，啊，整本圣经里面有非常多的宝贵教训。
And every group reported on different, emphasized different main points, and we can see the many ways of interpreting this book and learn from this teaching.
啊，我们利用下剩下的一些时间，把前面六章稍微归纳一下。然后我们再继续谈七章以后。
I'd like to use the rest of the time to summarize the first six chapters, and then we'll talk about the rest of the book.
我们谈过这个但以理书哈，是四大预言书之一。
And we have mentioned that the book of Daniel is one of the four books of prophecy.
一般称为旧约的启示录。
And this is commonly known as the Revelation of the Old Testament.
啊，因为启示录啊是在新约里面。啊，最重要的预言，预言到末世的救恩。
Because Revelation is the most important prophecy book in the New Testament, it prophesies about the salvation in the last days.
但以理书从巴比伦王开始，啊，讲到世界末日的这个历史。
And the book of Daniel mentioned from the time of the kingdom of Babylon all the way till the end of the world.
所以这里面包括圣殿的重建，主耶稣的降生。还有主耶稣的复活升天呐、啊，再临都有。
So this book encompasses the rebuilding of the temple and also the coming of the Lord and His second coming.
啊，有一个很重要的重点就是末世啊之前呢，有那个敌基督会出现。
And one of the most important things is that in the last days, there will be a great danger.
所以我们在读但以理书的时候，要特别注意那个敌基督啊。末世敌基督的一些特征
and we had to realize some of the characteristic of the Antichrist
他也谈到有关末日啦复活啦最后审判啦天国实现
he also talked about the last days the resurrection and the judgment also the heavenly kingdom
那从第一章到第六章啊是有关历史部分
and from chapter 1 to chapter 6 he mentioned a little about the history
神民被掳到巴比伦去
and the chosen people were taken hostage to Babylon
那他们虽然在逼迫陷害当中啊但是他们能够坚守信仰
amid the persecution they were able to hold fast to their faith
所以在陷害当中啊能够得到神的拯救他也借着他们把神的名传扬在外邦的地方
so they were able to receive the salvation of the LordDuring the persecution and to spread his name throughout the foreign land.
啊，后面的六章啊，主要就是有关世局的演变以及神国复兴的一些启示。
And the last six chapters talks about some of the changes in the world and also some of the realization of God's kingdom.
这个每一章啊都有它的重点啊。
And every chapter has its main points.
啊，第一章就是要得胜试探。
And the first chapter is that we must overcome temptation.
啊，巴比伦王给这些选民呐、啊，啊，给一些优秀分子，给他们很好的待遇，但是对他们来讲也是很大的试探。
And King Nebuchadnezzar gave the wise people of the Jews some special treatment, but this is a great temptation to them.
但是但以理跟他三个朋友啊，这几个优秀的选民呐、啊。他们能够坚守信仰，洁身自爱。
But Daniel and his three friends were able to keep the body clean and not defile themselves.
啊，能够吃白啊，喝白水，吃青菜，啊，不吃王所给的膳食。
And they were willing to eat vegetables and drink water instead of eating the feast of the king.
所以神给他们健康、俊美。还有聪明有智慧、
So God gave them health and a good appearance and also wisdom.
所以第一章主要的重点是得胜试探。
So the theme of the first chapter is to overcome temptation.
啊，第二章是靠神啊来胜过那些无事啊、法事。
And the second chapter talks about how Daniel depended on God to overcome the wizards and sorcerers.
啊，王做梦忘记了。
And the king had a dream and he forgot it.
啊，结果那些哲士啊都没有办法来讲解
and the wise men and the magicians were unable to interpret the dream
啊这个但以理要朋友一起祷告啊神就在异象当中来启示
and Daniel and his friends prayed together and God revealed the dream to him in a vision.
那这是有关万国的历史哈，在第二章四十五节。
In chapter 2, verse 45, he mentioned that this is concerning the history of all nations.
啊，再来第三个就是坚定的拒绝拜偶像。
And in the third chapter is to they were determined not to worship the idol.
啊，大力里三个朋友啊是三个勇士。
And the three friends of Daniel are three warriors.
啊，坚定不拜偶像。
They were very determined not to worship this idol.
就是要被丢到火窑里面，要把它烧掉了，都是不改变他们的心智。
Their determination were immovable even when they were facing the danger of the furnace.
说因为有这样坚强的信心呐、啊，所以烈火没有办法伤害他们。
Because of this strong faith, this fire was unable to harm them.
坚定的信心。
And they had a strong determination.
啊，第四章是对抗。骄傲
，and the fourth chapter is it talks about how they fought off on pride.
啊，巴比伦王太骄傲了
，and the king Nebuchadnezzar was too proud.
啊，所以好像大树被砍下来
，so he was like a big tree that was chopped down.
但是室内是吧，这个树头还留着
，but the root and the stump were left.
啊，后来他仰望神啊，神才给他重新复位。
And later on, he looked up to God, and God restored him.
他说：“我们很多报告都说，骄傲来修成就了啊。”
And so a lot of you reported that if you are proud, humiliation will come.
啊，第五章是，那我们知道国家的兴衰在神啊。
And chapter 5 tells us that the prosperity and the downfall of the nation is in the hand of God.
巴比伦最后一天的历史。
And it talks about the last days, the last few days of the history of Babylon.
第六章是对抗信仰的逼迫
，and chapter 6 talks about the persecution in our faith.
这个逼迫有时候是叫你做那个不该做的，啊，有时候是禁止你做该做的事情。
And persecution sometimes will forbid you to do what you should do, and sometimes it will make you do what you don't want to do.
那所以像第三章啊，是叫你做那个不可做的，去拜偶像。
And chapter 3, the persecution was trying to force you to do something that you shouldn't do.
啊，第六章的逼迫啊，是禁足祷告。
And the persecution in chapter 6 is that it forbid us to pray.
但是选民他们都是坚守信仰啊，绝对不欺负的。
But the chosen people had a determined faith and they would not compromise with the persecution.
啊，所以这六样的，就是这六章里面所讲的历史哈。啊，这也是末世我们圣徒会遇到的一些情况。
And the six things that were mentioned in these chapters are something that we will face in the last days.
啊，我们应当怎样在末世当中啊，能够持守信仰非常重要。
And how can we hold fast our faith in the last days? Very important.
我们先把这个第七章到十二章的大纲也稍微讲一下。
We would like to mention some of the main points of chapter 7 through chapter 12.
那第七章以后开始是但以理所看到的第一个异象。
And chapter 7 mentions the first vision seen by Daniel.
啊，是四个野兽哈，四个兽的异象。
And it talks about the vision of the four beasts.
啊，第一个兽是有翅膀的那个啊狮子啊，一只狮子。啊，有鹰的翅膀。
And the first beast he saw was a lion with eagle's wings.
啊，第二个兽是熊，昙花而坐。
And the second beast is a bear that was raised on one side.
啊，第三个兽是豹。
And the third beast was a leopard.
啊，第四个兽是无名的怪兽，但是很凶猛啊，有大力量。
And the fourth beast is a unknown beast, but it's very dreadful and terrifying.
啊，从这个第四兽产生了十个角，第四个兽有十个角。
And this fourth beast had 10 horns.
啊，然后又长出一个小角来。
And it grew out another small horn.
啊，这个前面四个兽就是跟但以理书的第二章哈、哦、那个金像。大同小异
，and this four beasts can be compared to the golden image in chapter 2.
第二章啊，是用人来看啊，这个帝国好像金银铜铁呀、啊，啊，这金属一样的，好像很贵重。
And chapter 2 described all the nation as the gold, silver, and bronze and iron.
但是从第七章里面看啊，从神的眼光来看啊，这些国家政权啊， 好像是一种野兽一样兽性的国家。
And from chapter 7, from God's perspective, all the reign of the nations are like beasts fighting for power.
最后罗马，最后的罗马帝国哈，这个是我们有讲说，第一个是巴比伦、马代波斯、希腊，再来罗马哈。
We have mentioned the nations are Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, and Roman Empire.
它从罗马帝国里面产生了很多国家。
From the Roman Empire there came many nations.
其中有一个小角出来。
And among them there was a small horn that came out.
所以我们要特别注意这个小角啊，就是敌基督者的预表。
And the small horn is the sign of the Antichrist.
第七章里面这个小角哈。我们等一下会详细讲，这个小角应该是主着那个罗马将军呐、
啊，
主后70年，攻破耶路撒冷的提多将军他们军队。
And this little horn could refer to one of the Roman generals that lived around 70 AD.
所以这些预言啊，后面在历史上会应验，但是在末日啊，还会有一次的应验。
And although these prophecies were already fulfilled in history, but in the last days will be fulfilled once again.
那再来第八章
，in chapter 8，
第八章说，看到第一个是两角的绵羊
，and first he saw a ram with two horns.
后面的角比前面的长
，and he had one horn longer than the other.
向西、向南、向北一直抵刺。
And it was charging westward, northward, and southward.
但是突然间有从西方有一只公山羊啊，就扑过来。
Well, all of a sudden, from the west, there was a male goat that came charging.
这个公山羊啊，两个眼睛当中长出一个非常的角，特殊的角。
Between the eyes of this goat was a special horn.
这个是说在以兰苏山城那边看到的异象，所以就是从。马代波斯啦，从那边开始讲。
And so he saw this vision in Susa in the province of Elam. So this is from the time of the Media Persia.
所以这个双脚的绵羊啊，就是指着马代波斯。
And so this two-horned ram was referring to Media Persia.
这个帝国啊，本来也相当大哈，还一直扩张它的土地。
And his kingdom was great, and it was continually expanding.
但是后来一只公山羊啊，就是希腊帝国兴起。
But later on, this male goat came, and this is the rise of the Greece.
这个非常的角啊，就是指着亚历山大大帝。
And this special horn refers to Alexander the Great.
所以山羊啊，就把那个绵羊啊，就把它打倒了。
And so this male goat overthrew the ram.
但是刚好这山羊啊，在强盛的时候啊，结果这个大角被折断了。
But during the most prominent time of the male goat, his horn was broken.
所以亚历山大大帝28岁啊，统一欧亚非三大洲，32岁就生病就死掉了。
Although Alexander the Great conquered Europe, Asia, and Africa when he was 28, but he died at age of 32.
然后就长出了四个角。
And in its place grew out four horns.
这个就是他的王国啊，就分裂成四个。
And this,
被他的四个将军把它分割。
That his kingdom was divided into four by his four generals.
这个四个角当中啊，有一个小角特别很大的小角长出来。
And among these four horns, there was a special horn that came out.
这个冲向这个荣美之地呀、
啊。And this horn came towards the glorious land.
毁掉圣所，任意而行。
And it destroyed the holy temple and did according to the law.
这是历史上的一个叫做叙利亚王哈，叙利亚王。
And this mentioned this refers to King Herod.
安提阿库嘛，他在西元前170年左右。
And he lived around 170 BC.
那所以他就跟以色列人哈，就是他破坏圣所，把那个。叫百姓要出猪肉，把那猪献上。以色列人不出猪肉的，但是他把那个偶像啊拿到圣殿里面叫人拜哈。
And he forced the Israelites to eat pork, and also he offers the swine, and he took the idols into the temple.
所以有一个马加比的那个抗暴运动。
And so there was a some protest movements.
后来他们得胜了，这个马加比，这是一个祭司的家族啊，带领以色列人反抗，后来得胜。
A family of scribes, they led the people to rebel, and they were later victorious.
啊，这个第七章跟第八章都讲到这个小角。
Chapter 7 and Chapter 8 both mention the special little horn.
所以我们在读的时候，我们特别注意这些小角的出现哦，这是末世敌基督的一种预表。And
we should be especially aware of this little mention of this little horn, and this is the sign of the Antichrist.
啊，再来第九章。
In Chapter 9.
第九章最主要的重点就是七十个七的。 Chapter 9
mentions about the 77s.
他说从花令建造圣殿开始,
and,
talks 重建圣城开始,
from the rebuilding of the holy city.
有七个七,
there's seven sevens.
然后有62个七,
and then there were 62 sevens.
到62个七的时候，就是主耶稣被剪除了。
And when we reached the 62nd seven, this is the time where Jesus was crucified.
大概是在西元29年。
And this is around 29 AD.
所以69个七啊，到主耶稣被杀、被钉的时候，69个七就应验了。
And there were 69 sevens that passed by when Jesus was crucified.
另外一个七。
And the last seven.
说从那个时候就一直荒凉到底，到最后还有一个七。
And it says that it was laid barren until the last point when there is the last.
那这个一七又分前半跟后半。
And this last seven is divided into the first half of the seven and the second half.
那这个前半跟后半呢，我们的资料，我前半这一部分我跟我们。 这些讲义里面所写的有点不太同意。
And the first half of the seven, what I have studied is a little different from what is written in the textbook.
一般在研究的人呢，有两种讲法，说那个是一七开始就敌基督的跟人家签订盟约。
And common interpretation would say that the first half is the beginning of the Antichrist.
到一七后半才是大灾难期。
And the second half of the seven will be on the Great Tribulation.
但是我个人觉得那个一期开始是神的救恩啊，神在跟选民重新订约。
But I feel that the beginning of the last seven, the last week, is the renewal of the covenant between God and His people.
所以这是末世救恩开始。
So this is the beginning of the salvation of the last.
最后的一期后半就进到灾难期。
And the last seven is the last part of the seven is when we enter into the tribulation.
所以一期的前半应该是恩典的时代，后面是灾难时间。
So the first half of the seven should be a time of grace, and the second half will be a time of tribulation.
我个人觉得这样解释比较合圣经。
And I feel that if you interpret it in this way, it's more according to the Bible.
不过因为我先把这个重点跟大家提示一下，让我们自己看圣经，找资料。 然后在听课的时候，你就把这些重点抓住。
And I'm just mentioning these main points to you so you could study this in more in depth so that when we're having class, you can understand better.
再来第十章跟十一章，就是丹尼里另外看到的一个异象。
And chapter 10 and chapter 11 mentions another vision seen by Daniel.
这是有关南北两个王的征战。
And this talks about the battle between the king of the north and south.
南北王的对抗，这也跟末日有关系。
And this battle between the king of the north and the south has something to do with the end of days.
十二章就是结束。
And chapter 12 is the conclusion.
所以要把这些预言封住起来，埃及直到末时，人要寻求查考。 诸事增长就能够明白。
And it will seal up all this prophecy so that when the people come and search for it, they can gain wisdom in it.
我现在把那个大纲讲了，大家有没有意见？有没有印象？
I mentioned briefly the main points of every chapter. Do you have any questions?
我们在读圣经哦，每一章它讲什么，我们应当稍微把那个重点哦了解抓住哦。
When we're studying the Bible, we should try to grasp the main point of every chapter.
我们现在来复习一到六章。
Now we'd like to do a little more review of chapter 1 through 6.
我们这几天，昨天跟今天，昨天有两节，请大家学习查经。
And yesterday we had 2 sessions of Bible study.
我们有的大概二年级、三年级，哈，第一上、第二次、第三次以上的，大概你们参加 NYTS 都有学过查经。
And if you're a second year or third year NYTS student, you should have learned some things about Bible study in your first year.
当然，查经有很多方法。
And of course, there are many ways to study the Bible.
但是主要就是说，我们从圣经里面的本文呐、啊，去了解圣经在讲什么。然后才引申到对我们的教训是什么。
We should study the original text in the Bible and then try to apply it to our life.
因为你这些方法要领要抓住，不然的话，你只是稍微了解一个概况而已，没有办法对圣经啊比较深入一点的了解。
Of course, we need to grasp the technique in studying the Bible so that we can understand the Bible more in depth.
圣经是一个隐藏的宝库啊，隐藏的玛瑙。
And the Bible is a hidden treasure, it's a hidden manna.
所以不是光表面上这样一个故事读过去而已。
So we shouldn't just try to read the story and take it for at face value.
你阅读啊，晓得一些方法技能啊，然后慢慢把里面的东西就可以把它挖出来。
The more you read it, and the more techniques you know in studying the Bible, the more treasure you can dig out from the Bible.
所以我们要了解一些学习圣经的方法，这样才能够深入去了解神的话。
And so we need to learn more techniques in studying the Bible so we can understand the Word of God even more.
我们要查经的时候，比如说一章，你一章在查，你要先晓得分段。
And when we're studying the Bible, when you're studying a chapter, you need to know how to divide it up.
我们有时候一章读完以后这里跳那里跳有时候都没有办法抓到重点。
And sometimes after we read a chapter, we will skip around the points and we can't grasp the main point.
按照这个整章的内容把它分段，因为每一段都有它的重点。
You should see, you should realize the content of the chapter and then divide it into different parts.
然后一段一段来查。
And then study it in its parts so you can grasp it.
你要查的时候，你就要了解这一段经文在讲什么，你要深入去观察，了解经文。
And when you're studying these parts, you need to grasp main points and realize what the parts are talking about.
所以我跟你们讲说七个 W 就是一种方法。
And so the 7 W's I mentioned is one way.
比如说你要找说这里有没有什么人、什么人物啊。时间啊，地点啊，会发生了什么事情啊？那个原因在哪里呀、
？And so you should ask what character was here, and when did it take place? Where did it take place? And what happened? And why did it happen?
当然不是说你一定第一个时间第二个怎么样？就是说你这些就是你去观察的一种方法。看到这里有很多人犹大王跟亚敬还有。巴比伦王
And it's not to say that you should go down and go through the W's every time you study the Bible, but just realize what's going on in the chapter.
有但以理有他的朋友
For example, in chapter 1, there's King Jehoiakim.
另外还有很多少年人
Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel, and a lot of others.
还有尼布甲尼撒等官员
And then also the officials of the king.
所以你在观察的时候发现很多人每一个人做什么讲什么话这个都是你可以去思想的，所以你在查考的时候，你那个范围就会很广，很深入下去。
So you can realize what characters are there and what they've said and what they've done, and you can study each person, have a character study, so you can understand more in depth.
比如说，你看到第一句话，犹大王约雅敬在位第三年。
And for example, if you read the first verse, in the third year of the reign of King Jehoiakim of Judah,
你就会去想到说，约雅敬到底是什么时候的王在犹大国里面排第几个
And so you will try to think King Jehoiakim what year did he reign and what's his ranking in, among all the Jews of Judah
他当时的时代的背景怎么样他为什么会变
And what is the historical background at that time and why was he taken hostage
他的国家为什么亡掉
And why was his kingdom exiled
啊，那个时候是什么时候？从整个历史来讲，那是在什么时候？多少年啊？耶雅敬第三年，那是相当于西元前几年。
And third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, and what is, when is that historically?
啊，这是第一次啊，第一次以色犹大国被。
And this is the first time the kingdom of Israel was taken hostage.
啊，他们的时间大概是606一次，597一次。还有586，我们教材是写589，但是我一直都记586啊，三次被掳。
They were taken hostage once at 606 A.D. and once at 597 B.C. I'm sorry. And although our lecture material said 589, but I remember it's 586 B.C.
啊，所以你就联想到说啊，他们被掳的时间啊要70年，所以606年被掳，他们什么时候会回来？536年会回来。
So they were captured for 70 years, and if they were captured at 606 B.C., then they will come back at 536 B.C.
啊，真的，他们在536年的时候回来重建圣殿。
And indeed, at 536 B.C., they came back to rebuild the temple.
所以要从这样比较深入一点的去研究了解。
So you can study more in depth in this way.
啊，这里讲到说巴比伦王来，他把这个耶路撒冷围住，他把器皿神把这个器皿。还有王就交给他，他就带回去了。
And here it says that King Nebuchadnezzar came and took the city and took all the vessels in the house of God and returned to his nation.
啊，尼布甲尼撒王，他怎么有办法来攻破犹大国
？And King Nebuchadnezzar, how was he able to take the country of Judah?
啊，犹大国怎么会亡掉
？And why was Judah why the country became exiled?
因为巴比伦国啊，就是神所用的一个器皿，一个工具。
Because the kingdom of Babylon is the vessel of God.
你如果看哈巴谷书的时候，你就知道。
If you read the book of Habakkuk, you could see.
哈巴谷看到社会上很多那个不公义的事情，他就祷告神呐。
In Habakkuk, he saw many unrighteous things in the world, so he prayed to God.
神啊，你看那个好人都被欺负啊！你看社会上这么不公平啊，你怎么都不出面呢、啊、
？He says to God, "Look, God, the righteous people are being taken advantage of. Why don't you show your face?"
啊，后来神就给他看异象
，and so God allowed him to see a vision.
看到说那个巴比伦强盛起来
，and he saw that the kingdom of Babylon was built up.
他来惩罚犹大人。
And he came and punished the kingdom of Judah.
哇，他更没有办法了解了。
And he was unable to understand even more.
他说：“怎么那么凶暴的一个国家会来啊攻打这个犹大国
？”He didn't understand why such a violent nation would come and attack the kingdom of Judah.
啊，然后神就告诉他说啊，巴比伦是神所用的工具。
And so God told him that Babylon is the vessel of God.
啊，他惩罚了犹大国以后，但是后来他因为骄傲了。真的是让他被毁掉。
And after they had conquered the kingdom of Judah, they became proud, and God destroyed the nation also.
那所以我们从这些圣经里面有关的、啊，可以连贯起来。
So we can put together everything that is related in the Bible.
所以这里又讲到哈、啊，说主将犹大王耶雅敬，还有圣殿的器皿交给他的手。
And here it says the Lord led King Jehoiakim and the vessels of his house. To fall in the king, hand of the king.
如果神不让这个犹大国毁灭的话，没有一个国家可以攻打他的。
If God will not allow the kingdom of Judah to be destroyed, no country can conquer them.
啊，西西家王的时候啊，你看亚述王已经快要把他包围起来了。
You can see in the time of King Hezekiah when the king of Assyria was about to surround them.
啊，但是西西家王他跑到圣殿里面啊去祷告神。
The king Hezekiah went to the temple and prayed to God.
啊，神就啊拯救他，结果让那个亚述国军队互相残杀，啊，他们回去以后啊，王又被杀掉。
And God saved him and allowed the army of Assyria to fight among one another and to kill their own king in the end.
啊，所以这里讲到说，主将犹大王交给他们。
And so here it says the Lord allowed the king Jehoiakim. To fall into the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以我们就想到说，神的旨意，神为什么要让犹大国的王被抓走了、被掳了
？So we would think about the will of God and why would God allow the king of Judah to be captured?
目的在哪里
？What is his purpose?
原因在哪里
？What is his reason?
啊，被掳的时间要多长
？And how long is the period of being taken hostage?
啊，还有为什么这些圣殿的器皿也是一样被掳去？
And why is it that the vessel and the house of God was all, were also taken?
所以我们在查的时候，这样就你一段一段深入的去查，你就比较有东西可以查。
So if you can study the Bible in this way, in parts, then you could have more to study about.
给我们一些方法,
and this is some of the techniques in studying the Bible.
说要教我们钓鱼啦, 而不是光给你鱼吃啊,
and we'll try to teach you how to fish instead of just giving you fish to eat.
所以你们回去以后啊, 自己要学习啊, 查经的一些方法, 啊, 自己读经啊, 就去观察经文。
So after you go back, you should learn more techniques in studying the Bible and to study it more in depth.
我们看第二段,
if we read the second part
of
the chapter, from verse
3
to verse
7.
And after the people were taken hostage, some of the faults of the king.
So from this Judah国的一些 宗室，就是他们的王室里面、贵族里面啊，选出一些少年人。
And he has chosen some young men from the the noble and royal family of the Israelites.
所以我们看不只是但以理跟他三个朋友，不只是他们四个人啊。
And we can see that not only the Daniel and his three friends were chosen.
应该还有其他的。
And there should be more people that were chosen.
但是其他人怎么没有了，默默无闻啊。
But why is that we haven't heard anything about the other people?
但是这四个人啊，因为他们的信仰，所以记在圣经里面啊，记在神的圣经册里面。
These four people, because of their faith, they were recorded in the word of, in the book of God, the Bible.
这些少年人啊，巴比伦王选信他们呐，有一些对象，他也有一些目的。
And the king trained these people for his own purpose.
说教导他们一些知识，一些学问，然后要在王宫里面来，在王的面前来施礼。
And it says that he had taught them some literature and language so that they can serve the king in his court.
他说我们看到说这个巴比伦王，他也是相当有脑筋的。
We can see that King Nebuchadnezzar, he was a wise king.
因为他到处征服列国啊，他现在把一些列国当中优秀人才啊，把他笼络过来啊，这些知识分子一般呐，一般知识分子比较容易管他，他用一种比较怀柔的政策啊，把他收揽民心呐。
And he had conquered many nations, and because these wise people, they're more more at risk to rebel, so he just took them in and trained them.
所以可以达到他统治的目的,
so that he can completely conquer the people.
另外一方面呢，这个国家里面尤其犹太人很多啊，特别有智慧的人呐，所以他可以善用这些人才来替他做事。
In the kingdom of Israel, there are many wise men, so that he, so he could take these talents in and to work for him.
所以这是王的聪明啊。
So this is his wisdom.
像美国现在人才也要，钱财也要。
And just as the United States now, they want the talent in the people, and also they want wealth.
把各国的人才资源通通拿来，你国家就会强起来嘛。
If you have collected all the talents from all over the world, and the wealth from all over the world, then you will be, become prosperous.
给他们受训三年。
And he trained them for 3 years.
给他们很好的待遇。
And, give, and treated them very well.
王吃什么，他们就吃什么。
Whatever the king ate, they also ate.
还有把他们的名字改。
He also changed their names.
但是这虽然待遇好啊，但是这都含有一种那个，同化的一种政策。
And although they were treated very well, but this is all in his plan of assimilating.
尤其把他们改的名字啊，都跟偶像有关系。
Especially with the names that they were given, were all they all had something to do with their with his idols.
本来他们的名啊，犹太人的名字都跟神拜神有关系。
Originally, the name of the Jews had something to do with worshiping God.
但是巴比伦王啊，派人把他们改的这个名字啊，统统跟外邦偶像有关系。
But then the name that he has given these Jews were all had something to do with the idols.
所以这是在无形当中的一种同化、石化的政策。
So he slowly and quite invisibly tried to assimilate these people.
所以讲起来啊，这一种的政策啊，也是相当可怕。
So we can see that this kind of this plan of assimilating people is quite terrifying.
所以魔鬼的工作啊，一方面是用胁迫的、用压迫的手段。 但是这个你容易看得见，你会反抗。So
the persecution and the temptation of Satan, sometimes he will try to oppress you and use force, but you can see this very clearly and rebel.
但是用一些物质的一些引诱啊，无形当中啊，你就受诱惑啊。
if you use some of the temptation of the material beings, then you will slowly be tempted.
所以很容易就输啊, 这种方式更可怕。
And you will be slowly assimilated, and this is an even more horrifying plan.
这是巴比伦王啊, 也是撒旦的一种计策。
And this is the plan of the King Nebuchadnezzar, and also the plan of Satan.
所以再来讲到说这是选民的态度。
And then we'll talk about the attitude of the chosen people.
从8节到16节,
from chapter 8 to chapter, from verse 8 to verse 16.
他们很坚定的立场,
and they were very determined.
说他们不用王的膳、王的酒来玷污自己,
and they said that they will not defile themselves with the food and the wine of the king.
因为以色列民在饮食规矩上啊, 他们有他们的律法,
because the chosen people, they have their own laws concerning food and drink.
啊, 因为他们是选民啊, 从万民当中选召出来的,
because they're the chosen people, chosen among the among many nations.
啊, 是不列在万民当中的,
and they were not a number among the nations.
啊, 所以有他们该做的, 可以做的事情, 也有他们不可以做的事情。
So there are things that they ought to do, and there are also things that they should not do.
啊, 所以他们这种自己本身信仰的立场啊, 非常的坚定。
So they realize the position of their religion, and they were very determined in this.
尤其利未记11章里面有讲到什么是洁净的东西可以吃, 不洁净的东西不可以吃。
And the book of Leviticus also mentioned many things that are clean and the unclean things that they should not eat.
这对他们来讲啊, 这是他们很根深蒂固的一种观念。
And to them, this is a very deeply rooted ideal that they have.
所以虽然再好的待遇啊, 但是我也不能够违背神的律法。
Although they receive the royal treatment, but they still will not go against the law of God.
啊, 有的人说是可能有拜偶像啊, 也有可能啊。
And some people will say that the food may have been offered to idol, and this is
a possibility. 当然饮酒会放荡, 选民的不适宜饮酒。
And also being drunken with wine, you will commit things that you shouldn't do, so the chosen people will not touch wine.
另外一个, 可能他们现在亡国啦, 国家亡掉啦。
And another reason may be that their kingdom has been destroyed.
很多自己的同胞都被杀了,
and many of their people were killed.
啊, 很多同胞都在苦难当中啊,
many people are in perilous times.
啊, 他们现在又被掳了,
and now they're taken hostage.
啊, 他们有那个, 怎么有那个心情啊, 再去享受那个美物呢?
And how can they even have the heart to enjoy these beautiful things.
所以这些都可能是他们拒绝啊不吃王的膳王的酒的一些原因。
So these may be the reasons why they refuse the food and drink of the king.
但是我们看到说啊他们那个态度很他们自己本身的意志很坚决，但是他们的态度啊却用一种缓和的态度，不是很激烈的反抗。
Although they were very determined in their principles, but then they resisted very passively.
所以他们求那个负责的官员说, 你让我们试试看10天。
So they only asked the royal servants to let them try it for 10 days.
啊, 然后你看到我们的表现, 然后你照着去做好了。
And after you see what we have done, then you could do according to what you observe.
啊, 所以这是选民的立场。
So this is the position of the chosen people.
自己本身意志很坚定。
And they're very determined in their heart.
但是他也不为难别人。
But they will not try to cause others to be troubled.
还用一种比较缓和的态度请求。
And they will use more passive ways to get what they want.
后来给他们试试10天啊, 哦他们吃得少完了, 长得更好。
And so he let them try it for 10 days, and although they ate less, but they grew stronger than the rest.
神给他们特别的聪明智慧。
And God also gave them a special wisdom.
那就是因为固守真道, 神就祝福给你。
And it's because if you hold fast to the truth, then God will give you blessings.
说他们的聪明智慧胜过别人啊, 胜过其他人10倍。
And so it says that the knowledge and wisdom were more than other people, even 10 times more.
还能够明白一些属灵的奥秘。
And they were even able to understand some spiritual mysteries.
那我想请大家, 写的作业, 就按照这样的方式,
so I'd like to ask every one of you for your homework to go according to this format.
一章里面, 先分几个段落,
and to divide the chapters into different parts.
每一段你重点在哪里, 教训在哪里,
and find the main points in each part and its teachings.
慢慢的去整理, 不必分很多段, 大概4段、3段、5段都可以这样。
And then organize it. You don't have to divide the chapter into many parts, maybe 3 to 5 parts according to the content.
第1章到第6章的那个内容, 请大家在 后天早上啊，27号早上叫哈。
And I'd like to
不必写很多。
I'd like to ask you to turn in the summary of the 6 chapters on the morning of the 27th. And you don't have to write too much, just maybe one sheet of paper.
我本来以前曾经整理过一些资料哈，整理过一些资料。
And I have organized some information before.
啊，但是我昨天呢、啊、也是一样，重新再整理一次。
And yesterday
跟大家一样哈
，reorganized everything.
我请大家做，我自己也做。
哦、I've asked you to do the assignment. I've also done it myself.
哦，希望大家能够花点时间，啊，这样你对这个圣经会深入了解，对你有帮助的。
I'd like to ask you to spend some time on this, and this will help you and to understand the Bible even more.